Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we cover all the latest NFL news and action. We're going to talk about the Detroit Lions first. We're also going to talk about five late-round draft picks that could go on to become stars in this upcoming NFL draft. We'll start with the Lions. You know, Detroit is hoping Kerryon Johnson and Kenny Golladay can usher in a new era of Lions football. Those two players are key to their team's future. Let's face it, the rules in today's NFL are tilted in the offense's favor. Defensive players can't hit receivers like they could in the past, and there's a lot of questionable pass interference calls. So if you can't put points on the scoreboard, then things won't go very well for you. For Detroit, most of their offense will flow through two young players at the running back and wide receiver positions. Kerryon Johnson is the first guy we'll talk about, and what a rookie season he had, racking up 641 yards and three touchdowns. You know, Johnson actually missed the last six games with a knee injury. Well, he was the first Lion to rush for 100 yards in a game since Reggie Bush did that back in 2013. Therefore, expectations are high for Kerryon Johnson in year two because he gave the fans in Michigan something to be optimistic about. People expect Johnson to overcome his medical problems and pick up right where he left off. You know, from what we've seen so far, Johnson appears to be the real deal, and he should be back on track before we know it. Then there's Kenny Golladay, and he was the better of the two in 2018. You know, with Golden Tate out of the picture and Marvin Jones hurt, Golladay stepped up and hauled in 1,063 receiving yards and five touchdowns. You know, once you crack that 1,000 yards mark as a pass catcher, you're entering the elite category. The rapport that Golladay and Stafford have is incredible, and they always find a way to move the chains or come up with a big play down the field. Matt Patricia is depending on another monster season from Kenny Golladay, and that seems to be the way things are heading. If both of these guys step up, the Lions could showcase an exciting brand of football. For an organization that hasn't had a ton of success, it's so crucial that their star players live up to their potential. So, Kerryon Johnson looks really good as a rookie, ends the Detroit Lions 100-yard rushing drought, which went back to 2013. And, you know, if you're a Lions fan, you've heard about, you know, this team just being terrible at running the football. You know, all they do is pass with Matthew Stafford. Most of the time they're out of the shotgun, so they don't usually have a tight end or a fullback on the field that can help them out. Sometimes a tight end and shotgun, but rarely a fullback. But, you know, Kerryon Johnson comes along. He was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year at Auburn, and he looks pretty good for the Detroit Lions. 641 yards and three touchdowns, but he missed, you know, six games. He was lighting it up for what Detroit's had in the past. Obviously, Kerryon Johnson has been spectacular compared to all those other guys, you know, until you go back as far as Reggie Bush. And Johnson's going to be dependent on even more. Now he's coming back from a knee injury, and that's always tough. It's never an injury you want to see on a running back in particular, because a running back has to be so fast twitched. They have to be instinctive. They have to respond instantly. And, a banged up knee doesn't really go well with that position. Hopefully Kerryon Johnson can heal up, get it together, and get back to the player he once was. He's very explosive. He's good at catching the ball out of the backfield. He runs very well to the outside. He's got to put on a little bit of weight to make sure he doesn't get banged up again. But so far, you know, with what we've seen through 10 games, Kerryon Johnson seems to be a very good football player for the Detroit Lions. And, you know, because they've been so depleted at the running back position, he's very valuable to this team's future. And then Kenny Galladay, you know, like I said, Detroit traded Golden Tate, which really hurt their offense because Golden Tate's probably the best yards after catch receiver in the entire NFL. And then right after, you know, Tate is shipped out, Marvin Jones is hurt. He goes down with injury, and Matthew Stafford is basically depleted at the wide receiver position. So Kenny Galladay really stepped up during, you know, Marvin Jones' absence and with Golden Tate gone. And Galladay, you know, he cracks the 1,000 yards mark, you know, 1,063 yards and 5 touchdowns. This is a former third-round pick, and, you know, Lions fans, you know, for Lions fans, the future was looking grim after Calvin Johnson. And I know Stafford, you know, a lot of people don't like Stafford, but believe it or not, Stafford does make some of these receivers in terms of stats because Stafford's so gifted at throwing the football. And I know people will say blah, 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 especially if you're from Detroit or from Michigan. They'll tell you every reason why Stafford wasn't good. But you have to remember, Stafford was the first overall pick in the NFL draft, and it's because he is supremely talented. And if you put him on any other team, you would see how talented he really is. You know, Detroit, Cincinnati, Buffalo, those are teams that traditionally aren't that good. You know, they can't recruit free agents. The guys they do draft usually end up leaving in free agency after their rookie contract's over. It's hard to win in those locations. But Matthew Stafford gives this team a chance. And Kenny Galladay, you know, stepped up and became Matthew Stafford's number one guy. The former Northern Illinois, I believe, is where he went. He just showed that he's a big-time player, a guy that can, you know, catch the football, make a big play. Just how consistent he was, I was impressed, you know, because he was really good as a rookie. He showed up all those first-round guys when he was a rookie, you know, him being a third-rounder, for him to show up all those first-round guys like Mike Williams, John Ross, the rest of those guys. Corey Davis is actually the last one. So Kenny Galladay showed them up as a rookie. So right away we knew Kenny Galladay was a good player. But this second year he comes out and flat out dominates. And now everybody expects him to maintain this output. And, you know, those receivers being gone, you know, Tate and Jones are out of the lineup for Jones. That actually helped Galladay put up better stats because Stafford didn't have any other options to rely on. So we got to see if, you know, when Jones comes back and if Detroit drafts another receiver, if Galladay can keep up this high output when he has to share the football with two other receivers. Because, like I said, he was the only one healthy or the only receiver who really could get it done last year when Tate and Jones were not in lineup. The next topic we're going to talk about, every year a few late-round picks defy expectations and become a star. Here are the 5 most likely players to do so from the 2019 NFL draft. So each year there's a late-round pick, and, you know, some names that come to mind that are late-round picks that became stars, you know, Marcus Colston, Tyreek Hill, Adam Thielen wasn't even drafted. He became a star in the National Football League. So there's guys that can go third, fourth. I guess third is really a mid-round pick, but fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round guys who can turn it around and be really good football players. I forgot Tom Brady, too. Obviously, he ended up being pretty good. But anyway, here's the top 5 players in this upcoming draft that could go on to be stars. Number 1, Gardner Minshew. He's a quarterback. You know, he's the 2018 Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year. He He might have only started for 1 year at Washington State University, but he made it count by throwing for 38 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions. Even though the Cougars had a pass-heavy offense, those reps have helped fine-tune Minshew and really brought out the best of his abilities. Not to mention, he was coached by Mike Leach, who's one of the smartest football coaches on the planet. So Gardner Minshew could end up being a star. He's going to go late in the back end of this draft. And, I mean, he's the Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year. That tells you all you need to know. Plus, been mentored by Mike Leach. And Mike Leach is one of the best football coaches on the planet. The next guy, another quarterback, Tyree Jackson, you know, at 6'7", 249 pounds. Jackson has Brock Osweiler and Paxton Lynch-esque height. But the former University of Buffalo quarterback seems to have even better poise than Osweiler or Lynch. Strong Senior Bowl showing also boosted Jackson's stock, but it could take 2 or 3 years before he fulfills his potential. Still, he's physically superior than most of the other QBs in this class, and that could be the reason Jackson overcomes the odds. Just a great player. He's actually from my home state of Michigan. He's been a gamer every step of the way in his career. I could see him overcoming the odds again and being a good player in the NFL. Got the ideal frame. And like I said, even though Brock Osweiler was actually decent, actually I'll say Brock Osweiler was good last year because Ryan Tannehill went down and Osweiler won some games. Paxton Lynch, not so much. But Tyree Jackson could be better than both of them. He's a talented dude. Next guy, Bryce Love. Love could have left Stanford and declared for the NFL draft after a special junior season, but he went back to school, and that decision bit him in the ass. He ended up tearing his ACL and lost a lot of his value before leaving for the pros. Love went from a potential first-round talent to a guy who will go late. However, it's possible that we've forgotten how good Bryce Love can be, and he ends up having the last laugh. Bryce Love, that junior year, he was a Heisman finalist. If he would have left after then, he probably would have been a first-round pick, probably second-round pick at the worst. But he goes back to school, doesn't have a great year because of a nagging injury, and then tears his ACL. Now I've heard he could go in the fourth, fifth, maybe sixth round. Super athlete. He broke records at the Junior Olympics. I think he's better than where he's projected, and if a team takes him, they might end up getting a star and also getting a steal in the back end of the draft. Next, little Jordan Humphrey. If you watch any of the Longhorns games last season, you know how special little Jordan Humphrey has looked at times. Humphrey's play was on par with A.J. Brown, N'Keal Harry, and Deebo Samuel, who are some of the best receivers in college football for the 2018 season. Maybe it wasn't a fluke, and Humphrey is being completely undervalued. So he's got the size. Not only does he have the size, he's great at catching the football. Not only that, he could break tackles, get in the end zone. I've seen him make so many plays for Texas that I was like, man, this guy's got to be a second, third-round pick. Well, now draft time comes around. They're saying he could be a seventh-round pick. I'm not buying it. I think he's better than that, and I think whoever takes little Jordan Humphrey is getting a tremendous football player. But the last guy on our list is Kalen Saunders. He's a defensive tackle. You know, Western Illinois standout Kalen Saunders didn't play in front of the big crowds like the other players on this list, but he did record 16 sacks as an interior defensive lineman during his four-year collegiate career. Yeah, it was against FCS 1AA opponents, but that didn't stop Jerry Rice from becoming the best player of all time. Maybe Saunders can be a similar story. So, Kalen Saunders, a great interior guy. I heard he's going in the fourth or fifth round as well. 16 career sacks as an interior defensive lineman. He can give you a little shades of Ndamukong Suh or Aaron Donald. And like I said, you know, Jerry Rice was an FCS player. Carson Wentz was an FCS player. There's plenty of other guys who came from small schools and became great players. Kalen Saunders could be next. I'm John Kuzma. Thanks for listening. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. Have a great day. I'm signing off.